Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think that's the song that when Dove played, I was like, why the hell are you playing this? And it was on a list that I had given him to,
really?
To play. Is
yes.
that it? Right?
The name of the song, Don't Dream It's Over.
There you go. Look at that. It's fitting.
No, it's over.
BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. You into the football at all this weekend?
Yeah, of course. Not really local, tonight.
Well, tonight. Forget about tonight.
The Jets are going to get absolutely mopped in Jacksonville. I do want to see the kid play. He looks like he's going to start Brady Cook. I know he didn't look very good last game, although they dropped 6 passes. So, yeah, of course, I'll do my podcast after that. I'll watch every snap, but I do want to watch Jackson Dart. Yeah,
yeah, I guess.
And I did see the Kafka video.
What'd you think of that?
Honestly, I didn't think it was as bad as you made it out to be. When I saw it on social media, the way you described it, I thought it was going to come across as somebody trying to talk to a room of young athletes and sounding bold and like a little street, and it like not hitting the message or the mark at all. I'm not saying it was good. I didn't think it was atrocious.
That's exactly what I thought. He was trying to be tired. It felt forced. You got to be yourself. He's like sliding in the F-bombs as if he's tough. We got to bleep and do this.
How do we know he's not a cursor?
Bleep and do that. BT, it could be. First of all, if you're going to curse, curse. there was zero passion behind any curse. You got to use the curse for effect. You got to emphasize that. Hey, boys. We're going out there this week. We're not going to embarrass ourselves. Get your heads out of your bleeping rear ends. Let's go. Let's go. This is how we do it. This is Big Blue Football. I don't want to see anybody sulking around here. We're getting beat. We're going to turn this thing around. Like, that's how you should talk to a room.
Some might say, stop walking around, work like a loser.
There you go.
Let's go.
And instead, he's like, nobody in this room, we're going to bleep and do that and yeah. bleep and do this.
Like he was almost thinking about
yes.
whether or not he should drop the F-bomb. I didn't quite take it that way, but, you know, he doesn't have much of a future in public speech, at least in terms of motivating a room, I don't think.
Right, but that's a problem if you want to be a head coach.
I didn't say I want to back at this point. I'm just saying I didn't think it was horrible.
My main takeaway from that was, see, we don't get, I talk to you about this all the time. We always talk about who should they hire this, who should they hire that. We don't have the opportunity to sit in the room and interview these guys. I could tell you a better answer if I did.
Yeah.
I could guess from afar or look at their resume and certain personality character traits that you could see that is out there. But until you sit somebody in a room, how do you really know what they're all about? That, to me, was a good insight into somebody that I would never hire to be the head coach of my football team, the way that he addressed the team, lacking confidence, unsure of what he was going to say. And I get it. He's an interim head coach. This is an opportunity. So he's not going to be 100% confident in that. But that's not the way that I would go in. I would be in there. I don't care if you've done it before or not. You better be confident and sure of yourself with every word that you say as best you can. I'm not saying you got to be perfect.
Yeah.
But I saw somebody who was a little timid. You're the head coach of a football team. That's the last thing you could be. And unsure of the words you're using when you're using them.
Well, regardless of whether or not we see it a little differently, I do agree with that last statement because I think you have to be authentic to your true self. I mean, when you try to deviate from that, that's when things sound either corny or forced or a little bit of everything. The bottom line is this, the Giants are going to have a new head coach and it's not going to be Mike Kafka.
The BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of those New York football Giants. Back to the calls on the Mets. Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, BT and Sal. How are you? I'm just very upset what's going on, but I got to appreciate everything you guys have done. You guys are my sports therapist for the last number of years. Right now I'm getting physical therapy at Champion Sports in Westbury, but you guys have been my Met and Jet therapist, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Great call, though, too. You've called us a lot. Thanks, buddy. Go ahead.
You got it, guys. I feel like we're family here.
Yep.
And with the Mets, the problem I got is Cohen told us about this five-year plan when we bought it, and I like him as our owner. But we had a nice house that we just bought. We just needed to redo the kitchen and the bathroom. I didn't think we had to take a bulldozer down to the concrete. So if Stern's going to do this, okay, we can give him wiggle room, but, I mean, he's got to come up with some big trades here this offseason because it is not fair. It's bad to us because we had a decent team. It just needed pieces to be plugged in. I know he never liked Pete Alonso. I thought we should have given him a contract last year. I know they gave him the one-year deal, made him the highest-paid first baseman. Yeah, that was just to make people happy, the Met fan base beat happy, but we should have locked him up. Those power numbers, those are big numbers we'll lose him. He's been a power hitter and one of the best in baseball. And now we got Diaz, our reliever. I know we got what's his name from the Yankees.
Williams.
He's going to come up and dig.
You know, yep, the Diaz one, Charlie, and as always, we appreciate the support. Thank you, Charlie. We are family, so we do appreciate that. You taking the time to listen when you have and call as often as you have. We appreciate that very much. I wonder if this would be as bad if the Mets retain Diaz. That's why I say that they botched that one, BT, because even though I'm blaming Diaz for not coming back to the Mets,
yeah,
I think the Mets were fully prepared to lose Pete Alonso. They were prepared to lose him a year ago. They were certainly prepared to lose him this time. When I was telling you weeks ago, if not like a month ago, remember I said an industry source told me the Mets are not budging. People didn't want to hear it. That was my industry source. They're not budging, and they're not going to go beyond 2-3 years, whatever it was that we said at the time. Then, you know, as recently as last week or the last couple of days, more people started saying the same thing. The Mets were prepared to lose Pete Alonso. I don't believe they were prepared to lose Edwin Diaz because they never had a chance to match or beat it.
Yep.
So then once that happens, now it's like, uh-oh, we could trade Nimmo. Fine, they'll get over it. We can lose Alonso. It's going to hurt. But when they see the moves that we have to replace him and the results are there, they'll get over it. Losing Diaz, in addition to the other two, I think that's where the Mets are really up against it right now.
I mean, it was bang, bang.
I know.
And there was no time to digest it, really. So, you know, I think there was some misguided emotion, myself, with the Diaz stuff, because the Mets offered him a very competitive 3-year deal, and his camp took it to the Dodgers, and they said, okay, we'll give you a little bit more, but if you don't sign now, like, you're not taking this offer and running back to the Mets and us going to a back-and-forth dance here. You want to be a Dodger? We'll give you $3 million more over 3 years. Sign it. And he did, because he wanted to be a Dodger, all right? So I don't think it was totally about the money. So I that's why I say I think that energy was a little misguided, because the Mets tried. They identified a player, Diaz. They valued him.
Right.
Now, they didn't go bonkers with 5 years or four. They might have if they came back to him, but their plan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was clear. The Pete stuff, I honestly think, like, even if the Mets signed, before yesterday, Tucker, trade for Schoolbull, I'm just throwing wacky stuff out, and Bellinger to play first base, the moment that Pete left this team and this city, it was always going to be incredibly emotional, like raw.
Andrew's calling from Bay Ridge. What's up, Andrew?
Yo!
Hey, what's up, guys? Just real quick, you know, radio forces you to use your imagination, and I always, in the beginning of your show, I imagine, like, a mic dropping from like the rafters into a ring, and you guys are like already in a heated discussion and we're just kind of like listening in, and it's just a great show, and I can't talk well enough about you guys. It's amazing, and I'm gonna miss you.
Appreciate it.
Where was all this love when we were here for 2 years?
Everybody hated us.
No, we appreciate it.
No,
Andrew.
Way not me, not nah, me.
Just kidding.
That's a great visual, too, so, with the microphone dropping in. And in this corner, two lunatics.
It's so true. You know, like a heated discussion between two, like, passionate fans, you know?
That's what I thought, you know, what I think FAN's about, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
100%. So after some time to, like, cool off and explain to my kids that, you know, their favorite players are, you know, leaving the Mets or being jettisoned from the Mets, you know, as a fan, it's hard, I think, to separate the process from like the outcome. And like, you know, like if my son runs across the street without looking and he makes it to the other side, like I don't applaud him because the outcome was great. I rip him a new one because he had a terrible process. He just ran without looking, you know? So I feel like part of me has to respect them sticking to a script and to their process, even though I don't necessarily love the outcome. And you know, in this day and age, it's kind of rare to have players that are not in, you know, trouble and this and that. You never heard a bad thing really about these guys ever. So, you know, that part of it is an emotional thing, but it's not the owner and the managers and the top, you know, front office guys. It's not their job to be emotional. It's their job to do what's best for the team. So I do have a sense of respect that they stuck to that process. And, you know, as a fan, all I can do is watch and hope that they make it happen this year.
It's a good call. I think that's a really good point of view. I think that point of view, at least the interactions that we've had, whether here, online, away from the office, whatever, buddies, text chains, I think that's in the minority still. I still think that emotion is fueling the greater percentage of reactions to what's happening, but that's a sensible take.
Yeah, and it's only, you know, it's not even 24 hours since the Alonso news, so Met fans are trying to recover here. And by the way, I say this all the time, fans are irrational. We're irrational. That's what we do. We don't have to be practical and logical and thoughtful and disciplined. We are irrational. We react in whatever emotions that we may have in the moment. I felt it was part of my responsibility yesterday to be measured and practical, especially when it comes to Alonso, where I expected him to get another offer that in all likelihood the Mets were not going to match. So I was hoping that they would bring him back, especially after losing Diaz and moving on from Nimmo. I was fine with the way that those two things went. Less fine with Diaz, obviously, but whatever. I wanted Alonso's bat back. I also understand that they're going to build a team out here, and I'm very curious and intrigued to see what they're going to do. Losing Pete Alonso does not mean the Mets cannot build a winner. So that's why I'm trying to be rational about things, even though I am a Mets fan and the emotions are, I can't believe that this just happened the last 2 days.
Yeah, understood. You know, listen, I've said this is more maybe a commentary on everything, but it ties into the situation from yesterday. One of the things, if not the thing that I, no, the thing, not one of the thing that I love most about this medium is the visceral reaction. Now, when you have a visceral reaction pertaining to sports, sometimes you're going to be wrong. And if you're a man about, you know, how you handle yourself, you go back and you say, I was wrong. Raise your hand. My bad. I'll take the L. I'm not going to wear the L chain, but I'll take the L, right? And what I really grew to despise about this business is fake outrage. So as this broke, now Hoff jumped in, that was real outrage.
And he was upset like a lot of Mets fans.
That's how
we
felt, understood. I've been saying for 2 years that I would move on from Pete. So why the hell am I going to get on the air and in 2 seconds flip a switch of fakeness and put on a show? And trust me, I love those, you know, those moments of nuttiness and where they're real and authentic and visceral. With something that I knew was going to happen or strongly thought would and that I fully agree with. Stupid.
The point is that it is within every fan's right to react, to get emotional for whatever they want to do. It is also a solid thought process to say, while I am upset and hurt, I still believe in the direction of this franchise. Or at least I'm going to let them show me what they're going to do now to fix this or to build this team better. Because when you look at the results, here's the one thing you can't dispute. The results for years, even just under Cohen, you want to start in 2022, that's fine, have not been good enough. With this group, a four-year sample, not a one-year sample, not a two-month sample, not a one-series sample, 4 years, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, has not been good enough. It was building up in 2022, came crashing down with the loss to the Braves and then the Padres, and I thought that they were going to make the playoffs for the third time in consecutive seasons in franchise history in 2023, fell apart. And then we know what happened in 2024 and last year. So you're talking about a large sample size or a large enough sample size to evaluate this core group that just didn't get the job done. And show me the Mets fan that's happy with those results. You're not. You may forget about it because you love Pete so much and you were excited about what you thought it could be. But the reality is the results just have not been good enough. And when that's the case, you need to make a change. And that's exactly what Cohen and Stearns are doing, as they should.
And yes, and think about the success of the 22 season, you know, even though the way it ended against the Padres and you were there. And I remember being at the stadium for the Yankees-Astros. Both of those teams felt as if they had no real substance to them. Like, all right, we're in the Bronx and you're in Queens and we're watching a Yankee and a Met playoff game, but neither one of us thought they had any real juice, and they didn't because they got smoked in those series because the rosters weren't good enough. And I think pertaining to the Mets, the way when they collapsed in Atlanta, the way the Padres smacked them, it was a very flimsy foundation. All right, Chris Bassett had a good year. I get it. You're going to win a World Series with Chris Bassett really being a linchpin for the rotation, or an aging Max Scherzer or DeGrom, who basically missed the entire season. Like,
right.
And I, it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy the unexpected success. But again, when the foundation's not stable, now you got to get a GM who's got to pour some concrete, which he's doing, and he's going to stabilize the foundation.
Rob calling from Tom's River. What's up, Rob?
Robbie.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's
up?
Hey, guys. Really quick, before I get to my point, quick story, 30 seconds. So my wife works in a school building, and she came home yesterday and was like, so I hear they're shaking up WFAN. And I kind of explained to her what was going on and, you know, what you guys kind of meant to me as we're sitting at the dinner table. And she's getting misty. And then I'm getting misty. And then my wife is crying. And then I'm crying. And
wow.
It's like talking to, when I call you guys, it's like talking to friends. It's not like talking to two famous guys on the radio. And I'm going to miss you more than you both can imagine.
That's awesome. And if, I don't know, and we'll let you make your other point. That's a really, I mean, that's a very touching story. Wow.
We appreciate that.
We do, for sure. It goes a lot further than you guys probably think when we get those texts and those tweets and stuff like that. But I'll also share this with you, Rob, a little solace for you. Our wives are crying as well because we're going to be home more.
She's upset that I don't have an outlet anymore before she gets home because she gets all my rage.
Oh, man. Wow. Thanks, Rob. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, guys. Of course. So now you guys are probably going to get mad at me. I am not at all upset that Nimmo's gone. I am not at all upset that Alonso's gone. And if it's true that Diaz wanted out the door, I'm not really upset that he's gone. All of this has happened. It's December 10th. And two out of those three guys were incredibly flawed, one-dimensional players, right? They were on their way down the roller coaster. It's what Stearns does now going into the rest of the offseason. This whole offseason can be saved. It may not feel like it's saved at the end because we've lost all these homegrown guys, but these are guys that have been around for seven seasons across two ownership groups, and nothing has changed. It's shown that they don't have the stones to kind of get us to where we need to go. Mm-hmm. So, like Sal, you just said, I was going to basically say the same thing. I was going to make the concrete analogy. You need to pour concrete, and you need to start all over. And, you know, the characters in the show may be different come the beginning of 2025, but, you know, we need those dynamic 3, 4, 5 tool players. We need a Bellinger. Bellinger's just, you know, the guy on the top of my list right now.
Yeah.
You may need even, you know, the guy on the Red Sox, Jarren Duran. The Mets have not had, you know, a 3, 4, 5 tool player like Duran in the outfield in a very long time. Those are the moves I would love to see them make.
Thank you for the call, Rob. And really, thank you for the kind words. We do appreciate that.
Shout
greatly.
Out to your wife, too.
Yes, we appreciate that. I think the Mets are going to build a team that fans are going to be excited to watch and respect the way that these guys play. Think Tyrone Taylor, right? What baseball fan watches him play? Now, I'm not talking about just the 200 average.
I mean, no, I hope they're no, going, but you know, where's this going?
Think the way that Tyrone Taylor plays the game.
Yeah.
That's a David Stearns type player.
Yeah.
Now, he's just not the higher end. Obviously, he's a role player. He's a fourth outfielder. But I think they're going to try to build a team with more of those type guys, which you see how Milwaukee is built currently
mm-hmm.
with those type guys, and you see how much success you can have. The idea would be to take that and complement it with the resources that the Mets have that Milwaukee doesn't and build a championship team.
Okay, so you beat me to that last part because, yeah, those type guys haven't won anything in Milwaukee, but when you say now you bridge the gap with the money, that makes sense
here.
Well,
like a Soto.
Yeah, no, I got you. Now, the other thing, too, like that 4-5 tool player, agreed, and, you know, those are aspects of baseball that really excite me and I think excite you. Like, give me a triple in the gap. Just give me, you know, of course the home runs are nice, but when you're hitting 220, 230, I'm over it. Whether it's a Yankee home run, whether it's a Met home run, give me a pure all-around baseball player who could throw a little bit, who can run, who could have a competitive at-bat, you know, who could fire an outside pitch down the opposite field line, when he could pull it in the stands, when he gets something low and inside. Give me a baseball player with no glaring deficiencies, okay? But I also think that part of the plan is to see if some of these young kids, a Benj, a Williams, if they're 4-5 tool players. And I like the concept. But what I'm trying to prepare the Met fan for, and I could be wrong on this. I wound up being right on Pete, and it's not even a scoreboard. I admit I could be very off base on this. I don't think right now Stearns is sitting there saying, "Jeez, these people hate me, man. All right, I got to go overboard to pacify them, to shut them up. Let me go get this guy. Let me give up the entire farm for Scooble. You know, let me get reckless and offer Tucker 11 years. Let me get Bellinger to play first base for 8 or 9 years, which would be idiotic. You're not going to give him that many years." My point being, he would overreact to the emotion of the Met fan now. He's not going to do that. He's going to get you another good pitcher or two because you desperately need it because the rotation was awful a year ago. Some of these young kids are going to get runway early on, and we'll see. Are they the real deal? I don't know. Are they like Dominguez? I don't know. I want to see him. But the thought that he's going to go gluttonous and spending, I just don't think he's going to do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.